Hey fam, it is Phoenix Kalita in the wine cellar. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's always awkward when I'm recording by myself because anytime I want to take a drink or I have to sneeze or something, I get all this dead air because William's not here to crack jokes. And I am not a very good ventriloquist, so, whatever. All right, so something that we've been trying to do is cover more about what Republicans are doing, what's actually happening under the Trump administration, outside of his misspelled tweets and just fucking goofiness, like what the actual policies are. So I thought this was important and would like to share it with you. This is on The Guardian. Apparently, the Department of Energy has this brilliant fucking plan to help clean up nuclear waste. It's gonna be the most amazing thing you've ever heard. You wanna take a second to mentally guess how this fucking administration is gonna clean up nuclear waste? I need like the Jeopardy theme. Do, 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 do. Yeah, okay. This is what we're gonna do. The Department of Energy said on Wednesday that labeling high-level waste as low-level will save $40 billion in cleanup cost. this doesn't seem like a good idea. So the U.S. government plans to reclassify some of the nation's most dangerous radioactive waste to lower its threat level, outraging critics who say the move would make it cheaper and easier to walk away from cleaning up nuclear weapon production sites in Washington State, Idaho, and South Carolina. The material that has languished for decades in the three states would be taken to low-level disposal facilities in Utah or Texas, according to the agency. A quote from Paul Dabber, the Energy Undersecretary: "This administration is proposing a responsible, result-driven solution that will finally open potential avenues for the safe treatment and removal of low-level waste. This will accelerate cleanup and reduce risk." This is just fucking, I hate to say Orwellian because I feel like it's so overused these days, but that's fucking Orwellian. Something that is high level, framing it as low level because it's easier to clean up and reduce risk. We're going to reduce risk by taking a high-level toxic thing and putting it in a low-level holding space, and that's going to make people safer somehow. The agency will maintain standards set by the Independent Nuclear Regulatory Commission with the goal of getting the lower-level waste out of these states without sacrificing public safety, said Dabber. Critics say this is a way for federal officials to walk away from their obligation to properly clean up a massive quantity of radioactive waste left from nuclear weapons productions dating to the Second War and the Cold War. There's still shit from World War II ended in 1944. There's still fucking shit that is not cleaned up from World War II. Fine. The waste is housed at the Savannah River plant in South Carolina, the Idaho National Laboratory, and the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State, the most contaminated nuclear site in the country. Well, that's great. We should definitely take down the safety rating or whatever, however they rank this shit and make it a low-level thing. Yeah, sure, why not? Most contaminated nuclear site in the country. What could go wrong? Washington's Governor Jay Inslee, a Democratic presidential candidate who is not going to win, and the state attorney general Bob Ferguson said the Trump administration was showing disdain and disregard for state authority. Washington will not be sidelined in our efforts to clean up Hanford and protect the Columbia River and the health and safety of our state and our people, they said in a joint statement. A side note, didn't they find out that like all the salmon in the Columbia River have like cocaine and like antidepressants and shit in their system? So I think your river's already in trouble a little bit. If the wildlife is testing positive for like crack and fucking Prozac, you might already have a problem. All right. The new rules would allow the Energy Department to eventually abandon storage tanks containing more than 100 million gallons of radioactive waste. 100 million gallons? There are just tanks that contain 100 million gallons of fucking nuclear waste. Did y'all know this? I did not know this shit. All right, so the new rules would allow them to eventually abandon storage tanks containing more than 100 million gallons of radioactive waste in three states, according to the Natural Resources Defense Council. The change means that some of the, quote, most toxic and radioactive waste in the world would not have to be buried deep underground. Pretending this waste is not dangerous is outrageous and irresponsible, said the group's attorney, Jeff Fettes. Tom Clements of the Savannah River Site Watch, a watchdog group for the South Carolina nuclear production site, called the reclassification a cost-cutting measure designed to get thousands of high-level waste containers dumped off-site. He said moving the waste to Utah or Texas is a bad idea involving shallow burial. The old definition of high-level waste was based on how materials were produced, while the new definition will be based on their radioactive characteristics, the standard used in most countries, the Energy Department said. The old definition said high-level radioactive waste that resulted from military production. Hold on. I gotta read this sentence again. The old definition said high-level radioactive waste resulted from a military production stream. Okay, there we go. That meant, for instance, that all the waste from plutonium production at Hanford was classified as high level. It was a one-size-fits-all approach that has led to decades of delay, cost billions of dollars, and left waste trapped in DOE facilities in the states of South Carolina, Washington, and Idaho without a permanent disposal solution. Maybe we should just stop fucking around with nuclear shit. Like, how about that? Hanford was established by the Manhattan Project during the Second World War to make plutonium, a key ingredient in the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki. The nuclear site 200 miles southeast of Seattle. It's only 200 miles away, huh? All right. Contains about 60% of the nation's most dangerous radioactive waste that's stored in 177 aging underground tanks, some of which have leaked. Awesome. This story keeps getting better. So this shit has been there since the 1940s, and it's been leaking, and we don't really have a plan. We're going to bury it in Texas. Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right. Cleanup at Hanford has been underway since the 1980s and costs more than $2 billion a year. Shit, we can afford it. If we can't afford it, just cut the fucking defense budget. The Energy Department said it would immediately begin studying one waste stream at the Savannah River plant to see if it should be classified as low-level waste. Dabber said, quote, "We're excited about reducing the risk faster in South Carolina as a result of this." I don't think this is a good idea. Seems like a very, very bad idea. I don't know. Shit. All right. Let's see. I'm going through my show notes. I have so many. I'm not even kidding. I think I have like 47 stories. That's a little wild. But yeah, because, you know, I've been having this whole issue with Facebook. Like, it won't let me verify my account, so I can't actually post to my pages. And then only one of William's accounts is verified. So basically, I have to get on and use his account to post stuff to pages. And it's just really fucking inconvenient and time consuming. And just, it's a fucking pain in the ass. All right. I'm going to do a couple headlines and then one more story. Let's see. What have we got here? There is a story about a toddler that the Trump administration is trying to like deport and deny citizenship to, which is interesting because... he's not brown, although one of his parents is from Israel. So, I will get into that hopefully at some point this week. I think it's an important story because a lot of people don't know about these like immigration and citizenship fucking like loopholes and whatnot. So yeah. And then of course, Milo Yiggy Yappermouth, as we call him here, Milo Yiannopoulos, has been named the Grand Marshal for the Straight Pride Parade. And I know it's, like, funny because, like, straight pride and, like, the cishets are so fucking fragile and all that. I get it. And you can crack your jokes. But just please remember that this is a white supremacist event. The guy who's putting this on has, like, neo-Nazi ties and is, like, a very dedicated white nationalist. So this is not a, like, I'm offended because I'm a hetero parade. This is we need to save the white race because white genocide and fuck the gays and whatever type parade. So... of course, they hired Milo to be the fucking Grand Marshal, because why not? If you go to Reading in the Shade, I put an article up. There's some woman who wrote an opinion piece who was, like, so fucking angry about mannequins in stores. Like, I guess they put a plus-size mannequin at her local Nike store, and she's, like, completely flipping her shit about it. And it's actually kind of funny to me. I'm just going to read you, like, the first paragraph. "I fear that the war on obesity is lost or has, even as is fashionable, ceased to exist for fear of upsetting people into an early grave. Nike, the multinational company named after the Greek goddess of victory, has introduced plus-sized mannequins to its flagship store in London to, quote, celebrate the diversity and inclusivity of sport. They wear the famous Nike tick, which says, "Welcome to the mainstream." Yet the new Nike mannequin is not a size 12, which is healthy, or even a 16, a hefty weight, but not one to kill a woman. She is immense, gargantuan, and fast. She heaves with fat. She is in every measure obese, and she is not readying herself for a run in her shiny Nike gear. She cannot run. She is more likely pre-diabetic and on her way to a hip replacement. Why is this so fucking angry about a fucking mannequin, though? Damn. So that's on Reading in the Shade if you want to look for it. I've never seen anybody be so upset at the idea that fat people can buy pants. This is fucking wild. But so I'm amused. If you want to laugh at her, you can find it on Reading in the Shade. Kylie Jenner thinks that rape is a party theme. If you missed it, she had a the Handmaid's Tale, those red outfits that the handmaids wear, and all her friends dressed up like that, and like she hired people to be Marthas, and it was for someone's birthday party. It's fucking creepy as shit. It's a little bit weird, and I don't know if this is just her like, I'm not getting enough attention, let me do something ridiculous, or if she's rich, she might just hate poor women that much and think it's hilarious. Maybe next year she can do like a prison theme party for all the women who get abortions in these states with the abortion bans, and you know, maybe she can make fun of that, since apparently forced breeding is party worthy to her for some fucking reason. Let's see. And then, do I have anything else interesting in here? If you're a hip-hop head, Scarface, yeah, the rapper, is announcing a run for the Houston City Council. So that's interesting, if you're into that. The Catholic Church, because they're wonderful and just filled with God's love and light, has spent $10.6 million to lobby against legislation that would benefit victims of child sexual abuse. Yeah. This is on CBS News. Over the past 8 years, the Catholic Church spent $10.6 million in the northeastern United States to fight legislation that would help victims seek justice after being sexually abused by clergy members. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, clearly the church is changing. They're taking these sexual abuse cases seriously now. Uh-huh. Jesus. In New York, for example, the Catholic Church spent $2.9 million lobbying against the Child Victims Act, which Governor Cuomo ultimately signed into law February 14th, 2019. The act gives survivors more time to seek justice against their abusers, increasing the age from which abusers or victims are able to sue their abusers from age 23 to age 55. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Catholic Church spent $5 million in Pennsylvania to keep current restrictions in place on the statute of limitations in which victims can seek criminal or civil charges against their abusers. Yeah, this is wild. So, I mean, everything the Pope is saying about we're really changing, they're fucking not. I mean, which shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, you know. Let's see. And then Linda Fairstein was a prosecutor who was in charge during the whole Central Park 5 scandal. She's really mad at Ava DuVernay because Ava made a documentary about the Central Park 5 and basically wrote like this really angry thing and called Ava like a liar and is like, you're misrepresenting how I did things. And she had a publisher and she was supposed to write a book about the event she's a crime novelist. It wasn't going to be about the Central Park 5 specifically, but her publisher has dropped her since she had her little rant. So, you know, that's kind of fun. And I think that's pretty much all I have for headlines. And then I said I was going to do one more story if I could find it. Oh, one more headline. New Jersey schools are now requiring LGBTQ history to be taught. That's kind of fucking cool. I really dig that. So this story is, of course, child sexual abuse, because that's the type of shit we cover. I thought I had something else in here, didn't I not? All right. I have so many stories, I can't fucking, like, keep up with them. And I just kind of wanted to cover it because this is a case of, like, sensational headline shit, and it kind of just bothers me, you know? Because it gives people, like, the wrong impression about what's actually going on. So the actual headline is Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry, Boys Raped by Priests at Satanic Parties. And I was like, what in the fucking Alex Jones is this, right? Because this sounds like something Alex Jones would say. you know, like, oh, Bilderberg and pedophiles. And there was that infamous clip about suddenly you're getting anally raped by someone wearing a pig mask and then they eat your brain or something. I don't know. It's Alex Jones. It doesn't have to fucking make sense, people. So, yeah, so that's the headline. And I was like, this seems like really, like, what? And then you actually read the article. And the way that he is using the victim is using satanic. It just sounds like he means evil, not actually like the devil. You know what I mean? But I just wanted to go through because, and this is on BBC, which is kind of disappointing. Usually they have like better coverage than this. But yeah, it just made it seem like something else altogether. So yeah, the headline is Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry, Boy Raped by Priest at Satanic Parties. And then they have like, you know, their little bold like tagline. A child abuse inquiry witness has told how he was raped by priests during a satanic drink-fueled sex party. So David Sharp also described a catalog of sexual, physical, and emotional violence at St. Ninian's in Falkland, Fife, between 1971 and 1975. Mr. Sharp, who's from Glasgow, said the abuse left him with lifelong trauma. The independent Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry is looking into detail at historical abuse of children in residential care. Mr. Sharp urged chairwoman Lady Smith to piece together the jigsaw of victims' accounts, then called for a national discussion on the topic. The 60-year-old, who has waived his right to anonymity, was put into care after his mother died when he was one. He stayed at several institutions before going to the Catholic-run home in Fife. He told how he was groomed by one of the religious brothers, who would tell him he loved him, which no one had ever done before. The inquiry then heard how the 12-year-old was raped. Most of the abuse was said to have taken place in shower rooms where the witness would be made to stand there in the dark throughout the whole night as a punishment. That's fucking terrifying. One attack came after he asked about the whereabouts of a friend who had disappeared. It was later discovered the boy had taken his own life. Mr. Sharp said he was taken to a shower room by a religious brother, tied up and gagged. The witness claimed he was hung by a cord and threatened with murder if he spoke out and was then raped. He added, it was from that day everything I did was under his complete and utter control. The inquiry heard that two or three boys were trafficked around Scotland and Ireland at a time to be used in drunk-fueled sex parties, which he described as satanic, right? Which is where we get the headline from. One occasion in Ireland was said to have involved 10 men taking turns to rape the boys. It was heard that the priests were among those involved, and the incidents took place over the duration of his time at St. Ninian's, which was run by the religious order of the Christian Brothers. He left the home at age 16 without any memory other than being continually abused. So I just wanted to, like, you know it's, like, really fucking awful as a topic, but to go into it. So the headline, again, is just really fucking, like, disingenuous, right? Like, oh, satanic parties, drunk, you know, drug, drink, fueled, satanic person. No, he's not saying satanic is like devil worshiping, like cult shit or whatever. It was just, he meant evil, which it was fucking evil because they're raping children. And it's always sad when, especially someone in positions of power is abusing children. But yeah, I fucking hate the whole, you know, the disingenuous clickbait headline shit. I just fucking hate it. And so I just wanted to, you know, bring a little integrity to the story and take it seriously. Because I also think with a headline that's like that outlandish, people are just like not going to click it or not going to read the article. And they're just going to have all these assumptions without actually knowing what's going on. So I just wanted to cover it, you know, the way it deserves to be covered, with a little integrity, if you will. So, all right. Now that I have thoroughly depressed you with that story, I think I am out of here. I have stuff to do. I fell and hurt my leg, so my leg's kind of fucked up. That's amazing. And, yeah. So, thank you for hanging out with me. Always remember, if you like what we do, you can help us out and help hold us down on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, or you can, you know, just hit us up one time on the paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. So, anyways, stay safe. Do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for someone else. And try to have a good fucking day, people. All right, I'm out of here.